Greetings, it's Terry at Cottage in the Court. You know, my garden loves me just as much as I love it. I was just outside harvesting a few vegetables along the way that I might have just forgotten to put in a bigger pot, and yet they still gave me a bounty of miniature eggplant and shishito peppers. I mean, really, no fertilizer, no water, and we've been in the middle of a drought. And these babies are producing like nobody's business. I think I'll put them in a bigger pot today. In the meantime, speaking of basically trial plants, I spoke with my friend, Mrs. Know-It-All, about a conference she recently attended called Cultivate. Now, I need to warn you, she's amped up. However, we just finished a wonderful, wonderful conference where we were introduced to new things, we saw new people, we saw old friends. So if you know a garden communicator, beware, be warned, they're probably a little pumped up this week. Now back to Mrs. Know-It-All. Wow, I can't wait for 2022. Let me share Mrs. Know-It-All with you so you know what to be on the lookout for. How are you doing, Mrs. Know-It-All?
Great, Terry. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. Now, it's been a while, but I understand you went to Cultivate. Tell my listeners what Cultivate is and what you found exciting there.
So Cultivate 21, since it's obviously 2021, is the largest green industry trade show in the United States. It is predominantly greenhouse, garden center, grower oriented. And you get to see all the new stuff that's on the market. And you're just like, oh, wow, you know, I want this and I want that. I found a plant actually the last day when I was leaving. It was just on somebody's table. And it was a mum that had purple and white striping on the petals.
Oh.
There was no tag. Somebody just set it on this guy's exhibition space because it wasn't their company. And so there was somebody else there and she said, oh, what is this? He said, I don't know, somebody left there. Oh, can I have it? Because I was getting ready to say, I want that plant. So I posted a picture of it and a mutual friend of ours, Grace Hensley, posted. I said, I don't know the name. I don't know the name of the breeder. And she goes, it's called, I want that plant. So you get to see all this new stuff that's either on the market or about to come onto the market. So one of the things that I saw is a new fig called Fignominal.
Mm.
And it's through Concept Plants and the breeders, Lloyd Traven from Peachtree Farms. And it only gets to be about 28 inches high and, you know, kind of wide. And you can't grow it in a pot any bigger than 8 inches. So it's kind of ideal for somebody that lives in an apartment, has a balcony with some good light. And so I've got it home and in a pot because I was like, I really need to have that.
Yeah.
So one of the other things I saw is a new lavender called Sensational. It's the same, goes by the same breeder. It's S-C-E-N-T-A-S-A-T-I-O-N-A-L. Blah, blah, blah. And so it wasn't blooming at the time, but the fragrance is supposed to be spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
So that came home with me and got planted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was over at Ball Horticulture and they work with several breeders besides mm-hmm. breeding themselves. So they have this new thing called Kitchen Minis.
Mm-hmm.
Great for the apartment dweller with a condo mm-hmm. dweller. They have tomatoes and peppers and some other things that are already pollinated and So they are able to grow the fruit. You don't have to worry about having the bees come and pollinate this. You can put this on your windowsill and pick the fruit as it ripens. Now, they are not sized tomatoes. They're obviously the small cherry tomatoes. Well, I need a couple of tomatoes for my salad. Let me go pick some, throw them on. And then when they're done, you throw them away. So that was one, and there were several, you know, there were sweet peppers, there were hot peppers, there were different flavors of tomatoes. And then what else did I see there? Oh, so they have a Jurassic dinosaur named begonias that were really cool looking too. You know, and they had all kind of interesting shapes. And then Corona Tools came out with a new tool called a Hori Hori knife. And if you're a regular gardener, you know what a Hori Hori knife is. And they're just debuting it now, and it should be in garden center in about a month. And you can dig with it, you can cut with it, you can rip open bags with it. There's actually a little hook for ripping open a bag, or if you need to cut some twine to tie up a plant. So they add that. Jay Berry is a hibiscus and crepe myrtle grower out of Texas. And so they were introducing a new hibiscus called First Lady. And it is a tropical one. And I like to refer, it's pink. I kind of like to refer to it as Ashes of Roses. If you ever watched the Thornbirds, and they described her dress as Ashes of Roses. And that's what the color reminded me of. And the flowers are huge on these. You know, they specifically breed them for the huge flowers. So I saw that. And what else did I see? There's a hanging basket that actually has capillary matting that comes up into the soil rather than, it's a self-watering hanging container. So rather than having to wait for the plant's roots to get down to the water reservoir, this, these strips actually wick the water up into the growing medium, and you can have it there. I actually have a couple of them, and other than the rain, which is another story here, we made the national news with flooding. I only watered these four times all summer. These are huge, and I have supertunias growing in them, and if you've ever grown supertunias, they are a heavy feeder and, and really need water because they get so big so fast. And there were all kind of goodies there. There was a ball horticulture. I was like having fun there. And they had a cut, they have a cut flower program. So growers can either, there's certain growers that specialize in selling to the florist trade. And there was one called, that it was Dahlia Green Wiki. And the best way to describe it is it's a pom-pom that looks like a big head of moss. Fingers, and it's bright green.
And it's a dahlia?
They said, it's a dahlia? I'm like, yeah, I know, because I had to look twice. And then they had another one that kind of looked like a an ornamental onion, but the flowers were much tighter. And it's actually a plant called Trachelium, and it was purple. So they're growing all these plants specifically for the cut flower trade. And people don't think about, not every florist gets their flowers from South America or Holland or whatever. A lot of them do grow some of the small cut flower farms. Can actually buy these seeds or these plants and grow them themselves and and use it for that. There was also, now this is more for big growers that have hundreds of acres of growing space, but there is a company called Klosmann Dahmann, if I'm saying that correctly. It's a German company, and they make these glue pots that they're spun out of glue. They look like fine netting. And they fit into traditional trays that growers use, whether they're using them for plugs or for a 4-inch pot. And they can sell directly out of that, and it composts within 6 to 9 months in the ground. So rather than having a plastic pot that you have to worry about disposing of, this is just gone, which I think is really a great idea.
Yeah, and it doesn't...
it's not sticky, no.
And it doesn't confine the roots.
Oh, no, it's a very open mesh.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see that. Yeah.
And then Suntory had a bunch of new stuff, actually. They have a compact mandevilla called Sunbeam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this creamy butter yellow is the best way to describe it. So you don't need a trellis for it, because sometimes that's problematic for people, that they've got to either go buy a trellis or do this, get sticks in there and try and grow. It's actually mounding, so it grows very nice in a pot.
Mm.
Yeah. And they also have a new vinca, Cataranthus, not the vine, but the actual plant, called Flamenco. It's a series. And the petals are ruffled, kind of like a flamenco dancer's.
Oh. That'll be available in 2022?
Yes.
Oh my, that sounds divine.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know what? This is, there's two places that kind of renew my love of gardening. One is the Philadelphia Flower Show, and the other is Cultivate. Mm-hmm. Just, and especially I had to escape, we had major flooding damage here from torrential downpours. And I actually got to leave, and it was, I could run away. It's in Columbus, and I was like, I get to see plants. I get to see my people.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure that was fun, because we're still missing people from 2020. So do you think that our period of unintentional pausing helped the attendance? Was it something that people were excited to be a part of this year?
Everybody was excited to be there this year. There was a lot of hugging, not necessarily the best idea, but there was a lot of hugging, because they're like, oh my God, I haven't seen you, that sort of thing. Exhibitors were down somewhat, mainly because there's also Asian, Canadian, and European vendors that exhibited the show, and they weren't able to do so.
Okay.
So that was them. What else to say? Oh, I know Willoway Nursery is growing it. I'm trying to think of the breeder. An arborvitae called Junior Giant.
Mm.
And so it only gets to be about 10 foot tall and about 2 to 2.5 feet wide. Which,
oh, wow.
If you've ever seen upright arborvitae, they can get big and fat. And you're like, why did I plant this next to the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be a great tree for screening. And then at Fiber Dust LLC is the name of the company. They have a product that is mulched that you can mix in with this from Quar.
Oh.
And it comes in a handy little bag, and you... with a handle, and you can just walk off with it. So that was something new.
Mm-hmm.
And they also do a line of, they've branded with Crayola. And so they have kits for kids to grow plants, something very, and they're in these really cute little colorful crayon looking containers. It does say Crayola on it. So they have these different products there. They also have a product, which is pretty cool. And, sometimes you wonder, why didn't I think of that? So, yeah, sometimes things are so simple, they skip our brain. They actually sell gift wrap tissue paper. And they're like, okay, so what? It's tissue paper. It's impregnated with different flower seeds.
Oh, wow.
So you could actually go plant your tissue paper. in the garden and have some flowers.
And who's putting that out?
Why didn't we think of that?
Yeah, who's making that?
The company's called Fiberdust LLC, and they distribute to different garden centers. And you can go on their website. It's F-I-B-R-E, dust.
Okay. That sounds delightful. Imagine a new gardener receiving a gift that is wrapped in this tissue paper. And they can like plant
and it's sustainable. How's that? It's sustainable.
I know. Wow. Talk about gifting someone in the spirit of sustainability. That's way cool.
Yeah. So you could get a little gift bag. You could put some garden tools in there or something gardening related, and then stuff it with some of the tissue paper.
Yeah.
And pretty much they can plant it all. They have tools and they've got seeds.
That is not bad.
Yeah, and the other product they have with their Crayola is really good if you're getting kids in the garden.
Yeah, yeah. A great way to say, let's play outside, right?
Absolutely.
So of all the things that you saw, what was the number one thing that really impressed you? I know it's hard.
I have to say, there were two things, and they both came out of Ball Horticulture. One was that green wiki, because if it's weird, I love it. So, you know, so people know that about me. And the other thing was those kitchen minis, because, you know, people are always, you know, say, oh, you can grow this in the house, like, you know, certain herbs, and they do have some herbs, but it's always difficult. This is already done for you. This is kind of, here, water it. All you got to do is really water it and give it some light, and you have a garden. Mm-hmm. And it makes it so easy for apartment dwellers, you know, people that really, there's somewhere in this world, there are people that don't want to garden. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to do the work. And here it is. This is already done for you. All you got to do is eat it.
Yeah.
So I really thought that that was one of the more unique things that I did see there. Those two things.
Mm-hmm. Any new tools on the market? The Corona?
Hori knife. They have an edger that pretty much, I think if you did it wrong, you'd take off your toes. It's more like a pogo stick. You don't have to jump that high or anything for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they had that, not a tool per se, but Crescent Planters have some new ones on the market. And if people aren't aware or familiar with Crescent, they do sell them in garden centers. They are self-watering containers. I actually bought one at the show, and I have another one here. So they have one that's on legs. It's called the Nest. I'm growing four zucchini in it.
Oh, wow.
It's self-watering. People look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not a big vegetable eater. I adore zucchini. Mm-hmm. And the other is, it's just a large container. I actually have some coleus growing in it, some of the sun coleus, and they're self-watering. Mm-hmm. And so you fill them with water, and there is an overflow valve, unless you're growing a water garden, in which case you leave that on. And they, you know, some people don't learn.
That's true.
And there's three little triangles that come up through this clear button, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. And when you fill it, wait till these blue triangles come up into the clear button. Mm-hmm. And that means there's enough water in there. As those buttons go down, you realize that's when you need to water. There's no sticking your hands in there or anything else. It's like, okay, it's time to water. Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, Crescent Planters are elegant, most, and they work. They're elegant, they're good looking, and they work.
Yes.
You know, that's always a good thing.
And so, I'm trying to see if I have a picture. Oh, if I can find a picture of Green Wiki, I'll show it to you.
So what, every garden center is not going to be carrying these next year.
Right. And, you know, here again, some of the larger ones were there. Oh, you know what else? One of the newer plants I saw was from North Creek Nurseries, and they do native plants.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a phlox that's a native phlox that really doesn't get mildew, which is always a problem with phlox. And it's called Gena, and it's J-E-A-N-A.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's Green Wiki. See, it
that looks is like, wild.
Yeah, it looks like a head of moss.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Gena, was that one of the phlox that they trialed at Mount Cuba?
That I don't know. I've never been to Mount Cuba. It very well could be, because I know many of the plants from North Creek were planted at Mount Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definite possibility.
And the bloom is like a purpley pink.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I have Gena. Maybe I got it in a trial a couple of years ago, but oh my, it is, you're right. Blemish free foliage. Really.
Yeah, which is always a problem with phlox. And from yes. what I understand, it remains upright because a lot of phlox tip over. I have David, and I grow David because of the fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
But David's lazy. He's always laying down.
I put David in the garden so he can lean on something.
Well, David is actually next to a fence, and he just decided to go the other way.
Yeah. Can't control those Davids sometimes, you know?
No. And I have another one that actually has bigger flowers than that, called Unique Red. And it's a reddish pink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's blooming its head off right now. The flowers are huge.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely huge on mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. I have Jenna is phenomenal. That is a good one. It, from what you're telling me, some of my favorites, like Lloyd, his stuff is always good.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal lavender, the bomb, just absolutely beautiful. So I can only imagine that Sensational, is that the one?
Yes.
I bet that's going to be a winner.
I'll tell you next year when it blooms.
Yeah, yeah. And then you mentioned the hibiscus from J. Berry. Did they have anything else new coming out?
They were talking about that, and they had some other hibiscus, and I want to say it was Rico Suave.
Mm.
That's yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a handsome Latin man.
Mm-hmm.
Hibiscus. There was a first lady, and there was the devilish Latino that you want to, you know, go out and dance all night with.
That is one thing, J. Berry, their hibiscus, oh my goodness.
Yes.
If you want a hibiscus to show up in your garden, make sure it's a J. Berry. For real, I just love them. And then Ball Horticulture never fails anyone. So,
yeah, and some of their breeding was done with Pan American Seed and mm-hmm. another company. So it's a big umbrella with them.
Yeah, yeah. So it looks like the 2022 horticultural year, as far as new goodies, mm-hmm. is going to be exciting.
Yes. And one of my favorite things to do is go garden center shopping.
Well, who wouldn't want to do that? I mean,
yeah, some people go on vacation. I go garden center shopping.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this year, I think my reset is going to be in a garden center. Or a few, because why not? And next year, this all gives me ideas of things that I need to look for. And hopefully my listeners will patronize their garden centers and look for some of these goodies as well. Now, yeah, one last question.
People really have to go to independent garden centers. Some of these growers, not all of them, do not sell to big box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, break it down for me. Independent garden center versus big box. What is the difference?
Local. Right off the bat, they're local.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now there are some independent garden centers that might be a chain, but typically they are local.
Okay.
So there's Stouffer's at Kissel Hill in the Harrisburg, Gettysburg area. There's like three or four of them up there. There's Petiti's that actually has like 8 or 9 locations in Ohio. Mm-hmm. That is actually family owned. In fact, I saw Mr. Petiti at the show. Oh, I know, that was the one thing I forgot to tell you. What? So if you're a rose lover,
mm-hmm.
there is Petite Knockout. And it only gets about 2 foot high and 2 foot wide. And the flowers actually look like they are doubles. They're small, but they look like they're a double. They're not sold that way, but the flowers look like they're a double.
That sounds like a good rose border bush.
Oh, absolutely. And that, you know, they said that's a great plant. No, I just have it in my garden, but mm-hmm. and it is, I believe, available now. Now, how mm-hmm. much the garden centers have left in stock is a different story.
Right. But yeah, because everything is slimming down now.
Yeah.
Huh. So we got roses, cut flowers, hibiscus, minis. That's a lot. That's mm-hmm. a lot to, that's all worth looking forward to gardening, you know, for.
Yeah, so, and, you know, actually, if when they have the garden minis, you could actually, you know, buy one in the spring. Then you could buy one in the summer and maybe one even kind of going into the fall. So you could have tomatoes when most people are done with their tomatoes, growing them.
With almost none of the work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No staking.
Yeah. No digging, you know. Huh. All they got to do is water them and give them some good light.
Huh.
And they're already pollinated for you.
That's a win-win-win-win.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that's a problem depending on the weather, is getting your, you know, your fruit bearing plants pollinated mm-hmm. because you either have high winds, you have extremely high temperatures, and that's when pollinators are like, it's too hot, I'm not going out today. And, you know, or, you know, colder temperatures mm-hmm. or a lot of rain. They're like, mm-hmm. no, this way. Yeah, here, let me stick it under light, give it some water. Oh yeah, I got some tomatoes I gotta pick. What am I gonna make for dinner tonight and use?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. Makes sense. And great for small space gardening, which is hot and happening right now.
Small space, that's called an apartment.
Yeah, definitely. Well, are you going to any more trade shows this year, or is that about it for you now?
That's about it. Cultivate and Mance are the two big trade shows that are easy for me to get to. You know, mm-hmm. Columbus is a 3-hour drive. Baltimore's a 4-hour drive. So they're both easy within. Now there's one done in Texas. There's one done in the Carolinas. They're much smaller shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it for me to drive that far. And some of those shows are shorter as well. So I don't want to drive down for a 2-day show when it takes me 2 days to get there.
Right. That makes sense. Well, I'm glad that you scoped out Cultivate 2021. And we are grateful for your report. And now this gives us something to dream about as we go into the second part of summer into fall. Are you harvesting tomatoes still, or?
Actually, I cut my garden in really, really late this year. We had 4 late frosts, which mm-hmm. is always an issue. Plus, we were painting the interior of our house ourselves. So I didn't get my garden planted until about the 3rd week of June.
Okay. So that'll be a late harvest.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I do have some cherry tomatoes to harvest, but mm-hmm. the other tomatoes just, you know, they're not there yet. They're not ready for harvest.
But that's okay, because you do canning, so they'll be right on time.
Actually, I got the canning equipment out already.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do have some beets in the garden that are ready to be harvested. So mm-hmm. I'll be making my infamous pickled beets.
Mm-hmm.
And my herbs are doing well. Well, I shouldn't say my herbs are doing well. Some of my herbs are doing well. My basil, which is a proven winter's plant, is doing fabulous. And I've been harvesting the leaves. I have plenty of pesto in the freezer. I like to dry it because I make a lot of tomato sauces and other things during the winter. So I use handfuls. You know, it's not like a teaspoon of this. No, I use handfuls. So that is doing spectacularly well. Like I said before, we've had a lot of rain. My parsley actually got powdery mildew.
Wow.
It is almost unheard of. People are going, you have powdery mildew on your parsley. I'm like, yeah. So I actually have to throw it away.
Yeah.
But I did go, and because it's too late to start parsley seed, I went and bought some. So, you know, and I put it, you know, pulled it apart from a pot and transplanted it. So, and it's taking quite well. But yeah, it's like, it's been one of those years.
Yeah. Well, do you think that, I mean, you've had powdery mildew, totally unexpected. Will any of these things, either planting late or unexpected diseases, affect anyone that is, I don't know, growing something for a fair?
Oh, so you want to talk about county fairs? One of my favorite things to do. I like the ribbons.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that next time, because I'm sure people are now beginning to think, what am I going to enter into?
And you have a really large county fair down there in Montgomery County.
Yes, we do. Montgomery County, Prince George's County, and then they're the Virginia ones. So next time, let's talk about how to make sure you win at your local fair.
And by the way, so your listeners know, I am a county fair judge at some fairs. I never enter something where I would be judging. I never enter flowers or vegetables or anything other than canned goods, but I judge 4-H floral, which is always fun with the kids. I judge adult floral, and I also judge adult vegetables and the scarecrows, which is the best part of the fair. I love judging scarecrows.
Well, we'll talk about that next time. Thank you so much for being here, okay?
Okay, and you have a good one too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I guess you all know by now, I absolutely adore Mrs. Know-It-All. She is there for me all the time, just like my garden. And she never fails to inform and entertain. Thank you, Mrs. Know-It-All, for your wonderful scouting out for us for 2022. Speaking of those local garden centers, well, let me name a few if you are in the DMV. We've got Homestead, now with 3 locations, Patuxent Nursery, Green Street Gardens, which was one of my dad's favorites, Merrifield Garden Center, which never, ever disappoints, Ginkgo Gardens on Capitol Hill, Frazier's Garden Center, also on Capitol Hill, and Meadows Farms is dotted throughout the DMV. And we do not ever want to forget one of the most phenomenal places in Virginia, Abernathy and Spencer. You got to go there. Once you go, you'll be hooked. Now, I'd like to share with you a few words from a book that has become one of my favorites. It's called My Garden Book by Jamaica Kincaid. Allow me to share this little excerpt that really has been on my mind lately. I shall never have the garden I have in my mind, but that for me is the joy of it. Certain things can never be realized, and so all the more reason to attempt them. A garden, no matter how good it is, must never completely satisfy. The world as we know it after all, began in a very good garden, a completely satisfying garden, paradise. But after a while, the owner and the occupants wanted more. We all want more from our gardens, don't we? But in order to have more, we must plan, we must prepare the soil, and we must plant. So visit one of your local garden centers today as you plan for your garden in 2022. I want to thank all of you guys for being patient with me. I'm amping back up again. I've written 2 books this year, working on finishing the second one. But if you are in the city, I really encourage you to pre-order The Urban Garden, 101 Ways to Grow Food and Beauty in the City by my friend Kathy Jentz and I. We co-authored this awesome book with hints and tips for any size garden. But we really focus on the urban garden because urban gardeners are hot and happening right now. And we want to be a resource to help you grow your garden this year and beyond. Imagining the possibilities is always a great thing. I ask that you continue to follow me, my website, cottageinthecourt.com, my Facebook, Cottage in the Court, Instagram and Twitter, Cottage in Court, and every once in a while, I have to write on Medium. Enjoy your garden.